This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Director General of the World Health Organization berated U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations. Responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives as he lashed out at the comments that British media said that Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London. The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that his election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. All this comes as COVID-19 death and infection rates continue to soar internationally as well as in the United States. There are more than 631,000 deaths globally, and in the U.S. more than 144,000. Infections have skyrocketed to more than 15.4 million globally, and the U.S. hit a new milestone of more than 4 million infections. 3 out of 4 Americans say they do favor requiring people to wear face coverings while outside their homes to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. That includes a solid majority of Republicans. This is according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for wearing masks is overwhelming among Democrats, while 58% of Republicans say they back such policies. As coronavirus cases rise, about half of Americans now say that they're extremely or very worried about themselves or family members being infected. The poll also finds that about two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how President Trump has handled the outbreak thus far. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.